Good evening, everyone. It's amazing to see everyone here. Please, when you're done with your plate, feel free to fill it up during the shiur. A very special shiur tonight, which was sponsored anonymously by a close friend and a close friend of the Naya, which is as a zechus refuah shleima for Shimon Daniel ben Michal. Our learning tonight should be as a zechus refuah shleima. It's really amazing how much the community has done and continues to do, to storm the heavens, to do everything we can, to do our part. We're not doctors, excuse me. So what can we do? We could daven and we could learn more and we could do as much as we can to create more zechusim. And the way the community has come together to do that is rather amazing. It's also amazing to see sponsors, people willing to help out, to help the shul continue to put out the incredible programming. You'll see the flyer upstairs, the jam-packed Shabbos with a lot going on. Please come to as many of the amazing events as possible, and hopefully we'll grow together as we continue to be together and smile and see each other and continue the beautiful building of the Chevra that we've been doing for so many years. As we've done often in Thursday Night Live, trying to take topics, things we do that maybe we don't fully grasp or fully understand or know where it's coming from, and try to understand it more deeply, more fully, to take what we do and turn it from meaningless to meaningful. That's what we've been trying to do. I don't know about anyone else, but certainly since the Aleinu Shir, for the most part, my Aleinu has been significantly better understanding what we're doing. And we're going to try tonight to tackle Modim Dirabanan. Modim Dirabanan is very interesting. Where does it come from? Why do we do Modim Dirabanan? All of Chazar Shashatz, when the Chazan repeats the Shemona Esrei, so he repeats it and we maybe listen, maybe daydream, maybe check our phone, hopefully not. But we don't say anything. All of a sudden you get to Modim, one of the 19 brachos, and we all say, or pretend like we're saying, or mumble, Modim Dirabanan. I was thinking Modim Dirabanan is definitely top five tefillos that people mumble. We could do a little family feud. What else you got? Huh? Aleinu, that wasn't in my top four. Barchin Ashi is one. People yell out Barchin Ashi. It's number one. The Shul Shayom a little bit. Ladovid. People mumble through Ladovid. Brich Shmei for sure. And Modim Dirabanan is another one. People mumble through it. I want to understand what it is. Where does it come from? Why do we do it? Is it the same as Modim? Is it different? Are there differences than the regular Modim? And I'd like to try to understand where it comes from. Maybe we'll get to some halachic issues. As always, I prepared too much. So you could take a look in the end of the packet with some interesting halachic issues. I don't know that we'll get to it. So let's start. It's actually a Gemara. It's an explicit Gemara, which requires some analysis. The Gemara in source number one, it's the Gemara in Sota, and Daf Mem Amud Aleph. It's page one, source one. The Gemara says, "Bizman sheshliach tzibur omer modim, ha'am mahim omrim." Like the Gemara takes it for granted as a davar pashut, a simple matter, that the tzibur has to be saying something when the shliach tzibur is saying modim. So the Gemara asks, when the shliach tzibur, the chazan, is saying modim, what should everyone else be saying? Omar Rav. Rav says, "Modim anachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu." Al sha'anu modim lach. Someone help me translate those words. Modim anachnu lach, Hashem Elokeinu. God, we thank you. Maybe it means thank you. Al sha'anachnu modim lach. We thank you. For thanking you. Right? That's what it means, right? Modim anachnu lach, al sha'anu modim lach. We're thanking you for being able to thank you. And we'll get later on in the shir. What does that mean? What we're thanking him for saying, I'm thanking you so I can say thank you? I don't understand. Shmuel Amar, so Shmuel adds, Rashi says he's not arguing. All the Amorim we're going to list are not arguing on each other. They're adding, Shmuel Amar, Elokei Kol Basar, Al Sha'anu Modim Lach. So he adds on, Elokei Kol Basar, the God of all flesh, because we can thank you. So I thank you, God, who's the God of all flesh, that we can thank you. Rav Simai Omer, the third opinion, again, he's not arguing, he's adding, Yotzrei, this should be familiar from the tefillah. I should have put Modim Dirabanan. You actually look at on the next page, you can see Modim Dirabanan. Rav Simai Omer, Yotzreinu Yotzer Bereishis. So he adds on, not only the God of all flesh, but the creator who created the world. We thank you for thanking for letting us thank you. Number four, Nardoya Amri Mishmei Dereb Simai. Nardoya adds on Reb Simai Brachos Veldos Shimcha Gadol. Great blessings and praises for your great name, Al Shechi Sanu, that you helped us live, Chai V'Kiyam Tanu, and you helped us survive. Al Shana Modimlach. Yeah, so we're thanking you, all extra names and phrases and praises of God. Thanking you because we can thank you. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Misayim Bahachi. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov ended it with the following phrase: Kein Techayenu Ischayenu. So too, God, help us live and give us a grace, a compassion, favor, Utikabitzenu V'Tasovka Yosenu, and gather all the exiles L'Chatzros Kachacha to the Beis Hamikdash. We can keep your laws, so that we can do your will with a great heart, a full heart. Because we can thank you. So this is basically our modim. It's modim anachnu lach. We're thanking you. We'll get back to that word modim in a minute. And then five time amorim, add on stuff. The God of the created the flesh and the one who created the world and brachos veldos and great praises. And then we end al shanach nemodimach, which is the end of the tefillah, as al nachshon lach bar kel haldos, which we'll get to. Amar Rapapa hilchach nemirul tukulu. Rapapa says, we have five amorim that each add on another phrase, so you might as well say all of it. And that's what we do. The text of our modim derabanan comes from this gemara. We'll get to in a minute why we end it bar kel haldos, but that is the tefillah. What the Gemara does not say, and there are very few Rishonim on Maseches Sota, why? Why is what the Chazan says not good enough? Slach Lanu Avinu, I listened to the Chazan. Again, back in the time of the Gemara, people didn't say their own Shon Esrei. The whole institution of Chazaras Hashatz is because people didn't know how to read. Or they didn't have the Siddur before the printing press. So one person, the Shleach Tzibur, was motzi everyone. That's why the Rambam, the Rashba, they all address, maybe we should abolish Chazar Shas today. Yeah, most people are shaking their heads.
You can save 5 minutes.
Yeah, you could save 5 minutes. Maybe more, maybe less, depending on who's davening. The Rambam and the Rashba both have tshuvas about this. There's an ongoing debate on so many areas of halacha when the reason for takana is no longer applicable. Do we knock out the takana or do we keep it going? The machlokas about kiddush and shul Friday night, and there are many clapping on Shabbos. There are not a million. There are many, many such examples. But why? The Gemara assumes like pashut that when the shliach tzibur is saying modem, we're saying something. What are we saying? And you have all these opinions, and we'll come back to this in a minute. The ending is interesting also. This Gemara ends Al Shanu Modim Lach. Right? Kain Techayenu Chaminu Silk Yosin Shmor Kach Lasu Nach Leiv Shleim Al Shanu Modim Lach. Period. There's no ending. There's no Baruch Atah. There's no Baruch Atah Hashem. There's no Baruch Kel. All those. It just ends Al Shanu Modim Lach. The Yerushalmi in source two. We're not going to read inside, but you can take a look at it. The Yerushalmi has multiple Amoraim opinions who list their text of the Tefillah. And each one ends, Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Haldos. A full-fledged bracha. And as we'll see when we get to the reason behind it, to me, it makes a lot more sense to end with the bracha. Because this takes the place of modim. So the same way that in your modim, in your silent Shmona Esrei, you're ending Baruch Atah Hashem, Hato Shemcha Alecha Na'al Haldos. So if you want this to be a bracha on the place of the Shleach Tzibur, so you should also end with a bracha. We'll have to explain why we don't. But the Yerushalmi does. The Rosh in Source 3 quotes this Yerushalmi. The Tur in Source 4, who codified the Lacha, who's the son of the Rosh, says his father's minog was to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Haldos. The Rambam, it's in here, but we're not going to read it inside. The Rambam in Source 5 goes like the Bavli. No end of the Bracha. It ends Al Sha'anu Modim Lach. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Source 6, Kish Yagia, in the bottom of page 1, Kish Yagia Shleach Tzibur L'Modim, Shochin Imo at Tzibur. When the Shleach Tzibur gets to Modim, the Tzibur should bow down. We'll come back to that if we have time. V'lo Yishchu Yoser Midai, you shouldn't bow down too much. V'omer, Modim Anachnu Lach, Shatao Hashem Elokeinu, L'chei Kol Basari, V'chulu, etc., etc., etc. V'chosein Baruch Kel Haodos, below us Karsa Hashem, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Shulchan Aruch is basically hedging his bet. According to the Bavli and the Rambam, there's no end to the bracha. Baruch Ashan Amodim Lach. According to the Yerushalmi and the Rosh, it's Baruch Atah Hashem, a full bracha, Kel Aldos. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, similar to Bar Nefashos, that we end Baruch Hei Olamim. We should hedge our bet, say Baruch, but not Atah Hashem, so we end Baruch Kel Hahodos. The Mishnah Brura, on the next page, quotes the Gra. The Gra held like the Yerushalmi, like the Rosh, that you should end Baruch Atah Hashem. If you take a look at source 8, I copied from the Siddur HaGra, where he actually has that Nusach, Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Aldos, but the Mishnah Brura points out, the Olam Lo Nagu Kain, in the top of page 2 in source 7, the world, the Welt, doesn't do like the Gra. So again, we have a Gemara that says, when the Shliach Tzibur says Modim, what should we say? You have five different Amoraim, each one adding on another nusach, another language, another expression onto the previous opinion, ending Baruch, ending Hashem Amodim Lach, or Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Hodos, and we hedge our bet, and we say Baruch Kel Hodos. And the Gemara does not explain, and the Rishonim and Sota, and the very few, at least that we have, do not explain why is this. And they also don't explain, what they do explain, we'll get to it, what's this language of Modim on the Modim? I'm thanking you for saying thank you. Right? What's up with that? So let's try to get through this. Ari.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that I have a friend who ends with Baruch Atah Hashem.
He holds like this Gra. He's a Yid that always goes like the Gra?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Jews. I wonder if in Minhag Yerushalayim. Minhag Yerushalayim in a lot of ways is to hold like the Gra, because the Gra's Talmidim were of the first religious people to settle. Not the first, I mean, Ramban, maybe came, or whatever. But in modern times, if you consider that modern times, the Gra's Talmidim came, and they were kovei a lot of the halacha in Yerushalayim. That's why in Yerushalayim they don't sing V'shamru on Friday night, right? They don't do Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen, because Talmidei HaGra. But yeah, I don't know anyone who does that. I'll tell you the truth, I don't know, because I usually don't hear. How do you know?
Because he told me.
He told you.
Yeah.
Okay. Usually you don't hear what people say. Usually people don't say it. They're mumbling anyways. So let's try to understand this step by step. First of all, why is it called Modim Derabanan? Tefillah's Derabanan or Tefillah's Deraisa? Well, that's what Chulgas are showing him. But certainly the text of Tefillah is Derabanan according to everyone. The text of Tefillah is Derabanan. Chazar's the shots. What's Modim Derabanan? Shema Kolenu's Deraisa? Refainu's Deraisa? What's Modim Derabanan? This is Givaldic. Here we are, and myself included, before I prepared the shir, we do Modim Derabanan once or twice a day, depending if you're doing Hecha Kedusha for Mincha. Once or twice a day, you're at Modim Derabanan. We don't even know it. Why it's called Modim Derabanan? So the Beis Yosef in source number 10, he says, Matsasi Kasuv, I found, I saw it written, Nikra Modim Derabanan, it's called Modim Derabanan, Lefishu Tikun, Har Bei Chachamim. It's not one Amora, you have five different Amoraim who each add on a language, so it's called Modim Derabanan because it was an institution of a lot of the Rabbanan. Okay? It's the only pshat I saw until yesterday. It's a sefer called Seder Otzar HaTfilos, which has many perushim on the Seder. It's a fantastic sefer. And he writes in source number 11, Nikra Modim Derabanan, Mishum Derabanan Debe Midrasha Amruhu, Velosiknu Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. The rest of Tfilah was instituted, established, set up by Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, the men of the Great Assembly. This was not from them. This came afterwards from the Amoraim. So it was the Rabbanon who set it up as opposed to Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. Interesting. Now, why do we do this? Anyone have an insight? Why do we do this? I know I mentioned this once between Milch Hamar very briefly. What's wrong? What's lacking? Why aren't we Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur? Like every other bracha. 18 brachos, we're Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur, but Modim is not good enough. Why is that?
You can't say thank you for someone else. Say thank you for yourself.
You can't say thank you for someone else. Why not?
Our person has to show the Akar Satan of himself. It can't be Yotze the
So, this is the pshat that's most said. The truth is, there is really only one Rishon who suggests a pshat, which I find fascinating. The Gemara assumes and takes it for granted. Push it! You can't, You can't. The Shliach Tzibur, you have to be saying something. The Gemara should have said, why, where, from where do you know? Minala, Minahani Mili, Mehechitesi. There are a million ways the Gemara could have asked that question. It doesn't. The only pshat is the Abu Draham. And everyone quotes Abu Draham. And everyone says the Abu Draham like the way Mitch is saying the Abu Draham, including Rabbi Yashu, Zecher Sag Levracha. And I don't think that's pshat in Abu Draham. But it might be. So let's see. In source number 12, this is the Abu Draham. And I'm going to need your help. We got to go through this together. Ukishi agiya shlech tzibur lemodim. The Korea. When the shlech tzibur, the chazan, reaches modim, the Korea, and bows down, kol ha'am shochen. The whole nation bows down. V'omrim hoda ktana. Interesting. It's a small hoda. It is a little bit shorter. Hamaschelas kimokein bimodim. They say their own little hodah praise, which starts the same way as modim starts. Modim anachnu lach, modim anachnu lach. Why? Why? She'ein derech ha'eved lahodos l'rabo. Now, if you stop there, what does that mean, Mitch? It's not the way of an eved to
thank his master.
There are other the hodah means something else, which we'll see in a minute. Ein derech ha'eved lahodos l'rabo. It's not the way of an eved to be moda, I don't want to translate that word right now. Moda to his master, v'lomar lo, and to say to him, Adoni ata, you are my master, al yedei shliach. It's not right for the eved to say to his master, you are my master through a shliach. Ella rather call him sarach lekabel bepiv o malchus shemayim. We have to accept Ol Malchus Shemayim. Usually Ol Malchus Shemayim is Shema. We have to accept on ourselves Ol Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of heaven. Hashem is our king with our own mouths. V'mikabla de shliach eina kabbalah gemura. If you accept on yourself the reign of God through a messenger, that's not a good acceptance. Why? Sheyucha lahachish v'lomar lo shalachtiv. What are you going to say? The guy's up there. He's dying for the Amud. I don't want him. I didn't appoint him. Michi, you're in trouble over here.
I agree with you.
You're the Gavai, especially if someone's not good. I'm not even talking about a guy who's not doesn't know how to down for the Alma, doesn't know how to pronounce the words, doesn't have a good voice, doesn't have the right pace, doesn't have all the other reasons we have problems. Everyone's got to relax and just enjoy the davening. Not every Baal Tefillah is exactly to our liking. But that's a schmooze for another time. I didn't send him. Whoa. I'm here. Again, I'm Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei with the Shliach Tzibur. He's going to say Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim for me? I don't know. I could say, no. I never did that.
Isn't that a little tough to say going back to the time when that was the standard or there was a Kohanim and we just accepted it? How was I potentially Yotzei back then, but I'm not now?
Good. So that is exactly what the Abu Draham is saying. Back then, they instituted Modim Derabanan for me to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. For me to accept God, I have to do it myself. We don't want a situation where a week, a month, that night, the guy's in his room and he's saying, hey, guy, whoa, I never sent the guy. I wasn't Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. He says, but the rest of davening, Aval Bashara Tefillah, Shehi Bakasha, the rest of davening are requests. Yochal Po'etzrach Aval Yidei Shliach. There, you could ask your request to a shliach. Why? Shekol adam chafetz b'tovaso. I want all of that good. So what's the guy going to say? No. I don't want that good. You want the refuah shleima. You want the parnasa, the money. You want the shema kolenu. You want the atachoni ladam das. You want the geula. You want your shalayim. You want everything else that you're asking for. You're not going to say, no. I don't want that. Of course you wanted that. So that we don't have to worry that you're going to back out of it. But you might claim, no. I don't want to be malchus shemayim. He brings a pasuk. V'zesh amar David, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Amarti l'Hashem, Hashem ata. I said to Hashem, you're my God. Ani ba'atzmi amarti lo, v'lai de shliach. David says, I myself said, God's my God. I didn't do that through a shliach. I read this Abu Draham, I'll go with Mitch's pshat. The way everyone says this Abu Draham over everyone, I spoke to 20 people this week. The way everyone, the Abu Draham says you can't thank Hashem through a shliach. It has to come from you yourself. You can't, you know, Someone does you a huge favor, you're gonna ask someone else to do me a favor, thank them for me. No, get in the car, drive it yourself, call them yourself, do it yourself. A karsa tov, gratitude comes from you, and that's the way I always thought that. Abuja, I even said a shir between Menucha Marv one time, quoting this Abudraham. I've said this over in shir, quoting this Abudraham, because everyone reads the first two words in Abudraham, which are. Ein derech ever lahodos. It's not two words, but ein derech ever lahodos l'rabba. Lahodos usually means modim. Thank you. I don't think. I'll do that again. There's a story there with Rabbi Yashiv Zichat Zag Levracha. Rabbi Yashiv needed a very serious surgery. I believe he was in his 80s or 90s at the time. He lived till he was over 100, right? He needed a very serious operation, and he flew in like the top doctor from America, from Cleveland, to perform the surgery on Rabbi Yashiv. And before the surgery, or right after the surgery, Rabbi Yashiv said to his people, how do you say thank you in English? So they told him, he couldn't get it down. TH is hard sometimes. You don't have TH in Hebrew, right? Think about it. There's no, a lot of Israelis even say ta. They can't say ta. He couldn't get it down. He said, "Say it again." They said, "It's fine. You'll tell him in Hebrew, and we'll tell us. We'll translate. He'll see you talking in Hebrew, and then we'll translate. We'll be the translator, like the baseball players. I don't know why they've been in America 10 years. They can't learn English, so they could do an interview. They're getting paid $14 million a year. They can't learn some English, you know? Whatever. That's a different conversation, also. So Rabbi Yashiv, Thursday Night Live. What they said to Rabbi Yashiv? Rabbi Yashiv did not waste a minute of learning. He did not waste a minute. The story is told that one of Reichman from Toronto, one of his sons, wanted a chavrusa with Rabbi Yashiv. He approached Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law in Bnei Brak, and he said, "I want you to take me to your father-in-law. I'm going to offer him a lot of money. I want to learn with him once a week, Rosh Chodesh." So the son-in-law said, "He's not going to say yes. You're wasting your time. Please, I'm not going for this." He's going to say no. So he said, "But I'm going Chol Moed in like a month. I'm going Chol Moed anyways. I'll ask him. You'll come with me, and we'll ask him on Chol Moed." They get there. They go into Rabbi Yashiv's room, and Reichman's son says, "I want to have a chavrusa with Rabbi Yashiv." He took out his checkbook, and he said, "I will give you $3 million a year. $3 million. And Maruf, his kids, his grandkids, his great-grandkids, the yeshivas, the poor. And Rabbi Yashiv, without batting an eye, without wasting a second, says, "No, you think $2 million is going to get me to change from my learning schedule?" He had a set learning schedule, and I would have been number two. I would have, 10% would have been fine. So Rabbi Yashiv didn't waste a second. So the Talmidim said, "Okay, you'll say thank you. You'll say Todah Rabah, or whatever it is in Yiddish, and we'll translate for you." Rabbi Yashiv says, "No, the Abudraham, I have to say thank you myself. And even though it's going to be Mavata on my Torah," he quoted Abudraham. He actually quoted the Eliyahu Rabbah, who quotes Abudraham, that you have to say modim de rabbanon. You can't be yotze. You can't rely on the shliach tzibur, because you have to say thank you yourself. So I'm going to learn, says Rabbi Yashiv. Then I have the story on the next page. You can take a look at it later. I'm going to learn the thank you myself. Even though Rabbi Yashiv, a second to him, was worth a couple $100,000. Lahavdil. He was going to learn, and over and over, until he got the thank you, to be able to say thank you because of this Abudraham. So, Mitch, you're in good hands because Rabbi Yashiv is like that. I don't think that's what the Abudraham is saying. What does the word hoda mean? It also means to admit. There's a well-known piece of Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner explains that in modim, and others say this also, we say in modim and achnolach, shatam akimam keoseinu, right away we say, no delacha unisaper tilasacha. We repeat modim. So Rav Huttner says there are two types of modim. Modim means to admit. Where we have in Baba Metzia, modim b'miktsas, when I admit a little bit. When one opinion agrees to the other opinion in the Gemara, it says they're modim, right? Modim b'shamay l'beis hillel. They admit. They agree. It also means to thank. Before we thank, we're saying, I am admitting, God, modim anachnu lach, shata hu Hashem Elokeinu. You're my God. That's it. Game over, right? Now we should really start that with davening. But before I thank you, I have to admit, announce, proclaim, understand that you're my God. It seems to me, by the rest of Abudraham, that he's going with that type of modim. The rest of Abudraham didn't say a word about thanking. He's talking about Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. What Kabbalah Sama Kol Shemat? That is what the beginning of Modim is. So in Derech Ha'Eved, Lahodos L'Rabo, to admit, to agree to his master, and look what the next words, V'lomar Lo, it's the second line of the Budram, Adoniata. The key is not the Hodos, it's the Hodos which leads to Adoniata. The Pasuk quotes by David HaMelech, Amarti L'Hashem, Hashem Ata. That's a modim, not of a thank you. That's a modim of I'm admitting that you're my God and I'm under your jurisdiction. It's like another Kabbalah Sama Kushmaim. I think that's what that Abu Jerham is saying. And it was driving me crazy because every person, including Talmidei Chachamim, including HaRav Mitch, says the Pshat, and that's Rabbi Yashiv. So my understanding is it doesn't get off the ground when you have everyone says that Abu Jerham like that, and I was driving myself crazy. Shuv Raisi. Then I saw, I opened up, at the end, I was finished preparing the shir, that I found in my house a sefer called Sifsei Chaim, it's Rabbi Chaim Freelander, we've quoted him before. Sifsei Chaim, he was the mashkiach in the Panovich Yeshiva, the Talmud of Rabbi Dessler. Sifsei Chaim, he has a sefer on tefillah, and he quotes us Abu Jerham, and he says my pshat. Unbelievable. And source number 14. And take a look. Abu Jerham Mefarish Po, Abu Jerham explains here, Lefiat Sad Harishon, according to the first understanding, Mitch, Shemoldim Hu Amiras Vakaras Eved. It's a statement of recognition of the slave Shomer, Adoniata, you're my God, Shakash Baruch Hu Adon Shlo, the God's his master, the Odah Zos Ef Sharlomar Ade Shliach. That type of Odah, not to thank you, the Odah of you're my God, can't be done Ade Shliach. El Kaladim Sarach Lekabel Befiv Ol Malchus Shemayim. Every person has to say it themselves. V'mikabel Adi Shleach Enu Kabbalah Gemura. If you do it through a Shleach, it's not a real Kabbalah. Meisha Yuchel Hakish V'lo Melo Shleach. Did he say, I didn't appoint this guy to announce that he's my God? So Haynu Kasher Shleach Tzibur Yomer Modim Shemashmu Uso Hu Hodav Malchus Hashem Yisbarach Lekabbalah Zolo. When the Shleach Tzibur says Modim, which means, implies that I'm agreeing, I'm admitting, I'm announcing the kingdom of Hashem and accepting the yoke on me. Someone can say, I didn't send this. Michi, why'd you put him up? I can do a better Chinese, you're saying. So I was very excited. I was very excited when I saw this. Because when you read the Abu Jerham, I think that's what he's saying. But my excitement was somewhat short-lived because you turn to the next page in that same Sefer and he says, even if you learn like the other pshat in the Modim, no, it's the same page in this packet. When it's a different page in the Sefer. I just photocopied it and scanned it. I spend a lot of time copying in the cam scanner app on, actually... Alex, your brother, Alex Malik, is a dear friend, dear Talmud, from the TABC days. Your brother Asher was in my class in 12th grade when I got the smartphone for the first time. And I just heard there's a word called apps. I didn't know what that was. So I said, what apps am I supposed to get? So like five guys yelled out, you know, ones that probably weren't so appropriate. And then your brother said, you have to get the camera scanner. He's like, you create a PDF, a JPEG, and you could snip, and it's amazing. So you're in the basement, you see a safer which you don't have. Boom, in 3 seconds, you have it, you email it to yourself, and you have the source. That's how I make the source sheet. So you could thank your brother. A lot of the zechusim are to him. So on the next page, in the Sifsei Chaim, on the bottom of the same page in this book, he says, your pshat, Mitch, and Rabbi Yashiv's pshat. Gam lefi amuv anasheni shel modim. According to the second understanding, he doesn't call Rav Hutner, but Rav Hutner made it famous, the second understanding of modim, milashon latet todah, to give thanks, Efshur lefari shall be dark shall Abu Jerham. You could also explain according to Abu Jerham. Sha'omnam levakish bakashos efshur gamay de shlech. You could ask requests through a shlech. From the sinas toda novas mehargesh hargashas halev. You want to say thank you? Where does the thank you come from? It's not the words. I used to, you know, sometimes the kids fight. So what do? You make one. Not my kids. They never fight, right? Yechiel never fight. Sometimes you have to say sorry, or you make your kids say thank you. You know, grandma came with a present. Make sure you say a thank you, which is just words, is worth nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's not saying words. The thank you comes from the Hargashas Halev. V'alkach yefshu l'shloch shliach sheyibatei kehogin v'yargish bilvavo es hargeshos hamamalos es hamoda atzmo. I could have you, Keith, if you say modim for me, maybe your feelings aren't the same as mine. The feelings, and this is what Mitch was saying, this is what Rabbi Yashiv, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, is saying, that also, I don't think that's pshat in Abu Jaham. It's a nice, maybe it's part of the pshat in Abu Jaham, the first two words, lehodos l'rabo, but you want to say, boy, Evans, don't say thank you to their master. That's another reason I'm not sure that's the right pshat in Abu Jaham. He says, thank you. I just picked cotton for 14 hours, so you gave me a little piece of bread. I'm saying thank you. Yeah? I'm not comparing obvious to the Holocaust. When they were giving their food, they said, thank you. The Kloisenberger Rebbe, the biggest tzaddik to ever live, who in the you think when he got his bread, he said thank you to the Nazis, Yimach Shumam? Say thank you?
Up in Torah, the Abbot's supposed to be treated better than the rabbis, so maybe you should be saying
that. That's true. Israel Avodas Parach, one piece of... Maybe. Okay, I have to think it through a little bit more. But says the Abu Jaham, when you say thank you, that has to come from you. Which is the classic understanding, which might be pshat in the Abu Jaham, it might not be. But it's certainly a nice pshat, and it's certainly MS. And that could change, and it has changed, once seeing this, my modem. It's not just something you rush through. I have another opportunity to, nowadays we're not Yotze with the Shulat Tzibur anymore, but it's another opportunity for me to express my modim in my own way. My own way, my own feelings, my own expressions, my own emotions is to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alex.
Is it possible that the Gemara, though, is the reason why they're being forced to read it the way they're reading it? Because the Gemara seems to be talking about thank you, not about what God Allah Shemayah. So they're forced to read it Abu Jaham that way.
Well, the rest of the Gemara is just different expressions of God. The question is, how do you understand the first modem and the last modem? I hear.
Without you. Right. I admit that I was lacking something and you fulfilled it. So same thing with Uncle Lashon at the end of the Gemara. You say, right, you're the master, but the creator, you created me and you're giving me brachos. Like, you're saying, I admit, I could not have had any of this without you.
That's really the way Rav Huttner explains it, the duality of modim. The two meanings are not really two separate meanings. The starting point is when I admit to you that when I'm thanking you, it's an admission that I can't, whatever it is I thank you for, I was lacking and I couldn't have done it without you.
I think the greatest raya is we're called Yehuda. So when Leah named Yehuda, Hapam is the Oda Hashem, clearly she was thanking Hashem. But later on, Yehuda, the story Yehuda from Amar, Satka Mimene, he was being moited that she
Right.
So you see the same.
Same thing.
They're one and the same. Right. Yehuda have the ability to say thank you and admit.
Right.
Something.
Right. So I'm not sure it's. It's really a machlokas. I think what the Sifsei Chaim is saying is that both pshatim, both understandings of modim can ring true with this understanding of Abu Jaham. Yaakov.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like that's where we're in Shira, remember, that's like your kavanah. You're supposed to have while saying modim, whether it's regular modim or the rabbanan, is specifically like the individual phrases. You know, you obviously want to admit, obviously admit that they come from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but also express your thanks and gratitude to him for those. But the overall message, when you put it all together, it's the same thing as saying, you know, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because you're being a kind of Olam Hazeh Shemayim, because everything, it's all connected to each other,
Beautiful. So let's, I want to take 2 points on to the, Keith, you have something?
This is still, at the end of the day, it's repetition. So it's, you know, should we mumble it? Should we, you know? Right?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't mumble it, but let me ask you a question. Your wife throws an amazing, birthday party for you, right? amazing birthday party. It gets you an incredible gift. Your kids, a couple weeks, they get you the best Father's Day present possible. Right? You said thank you right when you got it. Then 3 hours later, when like you had time to think, maybe not 3 hours later, because your Shmoneh Esrei is not 3 hours. 15 minutes later, when you had time to let it sink in and you realized the effort they went in, the care, the money they spent, or whatever they did to go get the gift, and you say thank you again, that second thank you, you're going to be mumbled more, that's going to be even greater thank you. I could argue the Modim Derabanan should be even a greater, you have more of an appreciation now. Maybe. I could. Yeah, or more time to let it sink in and contemplate. I find that like when you have company and right away they say thank you, that's one thing. When they like text or call that night or the next day and say thank you, to me that means even more. They sat on it a little bit. They thought about it, right? So here you said your Shmoneh Esrei, you said your thank you at that point in the day, and now it's not an hour later; it's 10 minutes later. But now you have a greater appreciation. We could talk about that a little more. I got to think that through. I want to take two parts of the modem and discuss them. There, you take a look later. There's a beautiful Karen Ora on Sota that describes the progression. Like, why does each Amora really add that phrase? What's wrong with Shatahu Hashem Elokeinu Modim Anachnu Lach? We're not going to have time to get through that now. I want to discuss the modem Al Shanachnu Modim, because the key tefillah was Rav Modim Anachnu Lach Al Shanu Modim Lach. So you have two, maybe three understandings in the Rishonim. Rashi, in source 17, it's the middle of page 4, says, Al-Shanu Modim Lach. There's a lot to talk about. Why is it Anu Modim Lach or Anachnu Modim Lach? What's the difference? But Rashi says, Al-Shanasata Bilibeinu, we're, let's go with thanking. We're thanking you, Hashem, that you put in our hearts, Lios, Devukim Becha Umodim Lacha, that we could cling to you and thank you. That we can't take that for granted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, there are people in the world who are not grateful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability. He put it in us that we feel the need and the want and the importance to thank Hashem. So we're thanking Hashem for allowing us to thank Hashem. The Rimagash in Source 19 says something different. He says, Kolomar, in the middle of Source 19, the middle of the line, Kolomar, Modim anachnu lach, hodos yisiros ushvachos mosvos aleilu shana modim lacha besok tefilasenu. We're thanking you even more. It's an extra thank you. The word al also means in addition to. Where does the word al mean in addition to? So if you take a look, I saw in the same sefer Otzar Tefilos, the parish of the Iyun Tefila, it's a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, olas Shabbos bi Shabbato. Al olas hatamid viniska. Should bring the korban on Shabbos. Al, what does al mean over here? On top of, in addition to the korban tamid. So modim anachnu lach, al shana modim lach. It's thanks on top of thanks, and that key that goes to your point also. It's extra thank you. We just thanked you. Now I want to thank you even more. It's a greater thank you. That's the Rimagash. I want to end with a bam kasha. I think it's a bam kasha. If you were my students, I would say it's a $5 question. Even though I think I have $100, right? So, as follows. What? $5. How much? I gotta give Avi next year. Yeah, it's different, you know. $5. When I was a kid, boys, you never had that Rebbe. A con of milk was a nickel. Do you hear me? A con. Anyways, we say all these phrases are extra phrases of praise. Right? Modim anachnu lach. Shatahu Hashem Elokeinu. Elokei chol basar yotzreinu. God, you created all the flesh. Yotzreinu yotzer bereishis. You created the world. Brachos veldal shimcha gadol v'kadosh. Blessings and praises to your great name. Al shechi yisanu v'kiyam tanu. That you helped us. That you helped us live. Then we add a request. Kain techayenu skayemenu. So too, God, and this is one of the pains of the Gemara, so too, help us live. Help us be fulfilled, last. And do kibbutz galios, and let us serve you with a full heart. Where does that come from? Why are we asking requests? This is modim. Now you're going to tell me that the greatest way to show appreciation
is to butter them up.
No, is to ask for more.
Yeah.
Meaning, when you're asking someone for something, and there's rishonim like this by being so much gula tefillah, what you're saying is that you have the ability to give.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Thank you. What was that from? Yeah, I have that. That was with the patching your kid, right? Okay, that's in my head. Thank you, sir. I have another, but it's an expression. But in the modim in the Shmona Esrei, we in our own modim we don't do that. Okay, but not a modim. In modim, in the regular modim, not modim derabanan. Go through. I should have put it in here. Go through the sitter in your Shmona Esrei tonight. There's no requests. There's no request.
It's a pure modim. It's a pure thank you. So in modim derabanan, which is in place of the shliach tzibur's modim, because he can't do it for you, because you can say I didn't send this shliach tzibur. You have to do it yourself. Akar shel tov or yashuv mitch. So fine. But why are we adding in a request in modim derabanan, which is not in the regular modim? The regular modem, which is Amish Mosheim Kudoslach, by Sakh Shahimano, and for Sakh to Sakh Shahis, Arab, Avoka, Retara, Tov, Kilachar, Machar, Machinkul, Samachas, Dekha, Melam, Kvinlach, period, stop. Why modem your bond? Do we throw in this request? And if you're telling me it's because that shows you really appreciate it, if you're asking for more, so then we should do that in the regular modem also. Why is modem your bond in the request, which is not in the regular modem? I was bothered by this Kasha. And I saw a sefer on Sota, Haros Ubirim, which is an Achron sefer, who asked the same kasha, Baruch Shekivanti. I was excited to ask the kasha. He doesn't give an answer. I don't have an answer. It's a strong kasha. I don't have an answer. We have, some 20 chever over here. Boy, it's $5. If you get an answer, $10. I'll give it to Shai Tzion, 15. Come up with an answer to the, I don't have a good shot. To that question. I want to end very briefly. There's an amazing shot about a siyum. That's a thing I quoted in the 9 days shir from Rabbi Yashiv based on this Gemara. The Gemara had all those different opinions, and Rav Papa says, Nimrinu L'Tarvayu, say all of them. Rav Al Yashiv says that a siyum on Gemara, we had a siyum here a couple months ago, Yaakov and a siyum, Tevin Orgel. We mentioned the 10 sons of Rav Papa. Chanina Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Achva Bar Papa, Chai Bar Papa, I don't remember the other 10. 10 sons, why do we mention his 10 sons at a siyum? So Rabbi Yashiv says, it's unbelievable. Only someone who knows Kol HaTorah Kula in his back pocket could say this. 10 places in Shas, there's Machlokas in the Gemara, for different opinions, and Rav Papa says, oh, there's machlokas, get them all in. For example, the Gemara in Megillah talks about what's the bracha of Haravis Ravine and what's the end of the bracha. Hanifra le Moshiach or Kel, I forgot the exact lashon of the Gemara. Rav Papa says, do both of them, 10 times in Shas. Rav Papa had a tremendous kavod Torah. He didn't want to choose sides. He wanted to get all the opinions in. In merit of that kavod Torah, he was zocher to have 10 sons. He married 10 sons who all were halaga, holy amoraim. The 10 sons are Rav Papa. At a siyum, which is the ultimate kavod Torah, we mentioned the 10 sons of Rav Papa who were born because of the kavod Torah of Rav Papa. That idea of Rabbi Yashiv is in this Gemara. A beautiful pshat. I have it in the back. You can take a look at it later. I'll just leave you with another question. It's interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Gemara, he says, I have 3 places where Rav Papa does like this. So Rekiv Eger didn't know the other 7? Rekiv Eger knew all 10. So why does Rekiv Eger quote 3? Rekiv Eger doesn't usually quote Mar Makomos. If you take a look at the very last source, Rekiv Eger says, Ke'ein Zeh, similar to this, I have 2 or 3 other Gemaras where Rav Papa does the same thing. Well, tell me all of them. I don't know. I don't think it takes away from Rabbi Yashiv's pshat. But it's interesting, if you ever had a siyum and then you get stuck speaking, which might happen if you're an assistant rabbi, you say over this Rav Papa pshat, but now at 20 of you, when you make your next siyum, I can't say over this pshat because you know it already. We should be zochet, not tonight, because there's no chazar shashats. Tomorrow morning in our Modim Derabanan, Remember, we can't have the shliach, we have to do it ourselves. Our own feelings, our own hargasha, our own emotion to thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or, but I think the Pshat and Abu Jaham, and the Sifsei Chaim as well, to announce Adoni Ata, to be Makabal O Malchus Shemayim, Modim, Miloshon of admit, or agree, announce Kabbalah Samal Kishmaim, that too should come from us, and through that, our davening will be enhanced. I thank again our generous sponsor, and the learning should be Zechus Refu Shema for Shimon Ben Michal.